This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Even the lamestream media has taken notice about Joe Biden. And no, folks, not about his multiple shell companies, not about his shakedown of the Chinese where Hunter says, I got the big guy sitting next to me here, my dad, you better pay us off. No, not about the cocaine in the White House. No, not about Bidenflation. No, not about all the money we're spending on a useless war in Ukraine that benefits America in no way. No. They're noting his vacation schedule. Hey, so celebrate this. At least the lamestream media is looking at something Joe Biden did. That's what they picked out. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. What to do with all that newfound loot Biden got from extorting his family members? I mean, why not vacation? You got the extra coinage. Let's be clear, though, folks. Hunter and all the other family members, they deserve that bill that they're getting from the big guy because he needs his off time. And after all, they got to thank him for all that access because what product do they have to sell? Frankly, Joe Biden's time, well, it's precious, especially his downtime. See, what he spends doing in the Oval Office, they're going to cut. It was the best exit from Afghanistan ever. Hey, learn to love inflation. It's good for the economy. And I could go on. But you know what? His downtime is even more precious than his work time. Joe Biden has certainly embraced the perks of high office with an astounding 39.2% of his presidency spent on vacation. This is what MSNBC wrote. While the country grapples with numerous challenges created by Joe Biden and the Democrats, Biden seems to prioritize leisure time, leaving many to question his dedication to the job. Folks, I remind you, this is MSNBC. Let's delve into the numbers and unravel Joe Biden's holiday habits. And all I could say was, holy mother of Argea, Joe Biden is lazy. For those of you who don't get the reference to Argea, she's the goddess of lazy, of laziness. So, I can't say that I'm unhappy to learn that Joe Biden doesn't work all the time, like Donald Trump. Because America panics when Joe Biden goes to work. I mean, you know he's going to be doing something for the transsexuals. Or he's going to be creating a new holiday for black folks or something. It won't be anything proactive. It won't be anything to help the whole country. It'll be some special interest BS that benefits nobody. If he runs America like he runs his family business, he has operatives actually running the show. And all Joe Biden does is step in periodically and say, what's my cut? I hope they make it easy for him. Easy math, like 10%. Joe, we brought in $5 million. Somebody better give me my $500,000. They better give me my $500,000. MSNBC's article, that is. Beach Bliss, they write, Biden's favorite getaway spot. When it comes to relaxation, Biden's beachfront vacation home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, is his go-to destination. It seems the sound of crashing waves and the sandy shores hold a special allure for Joe Biden. But as the days tick by, concerns grow about whether the commander-in-chief is focused on the nation's needs or his tan lines. I got hairy legs. They turn blonde in the sun. Did you catch Biden last week? I don't know if you saw it. He looked like a beach whale who lost its homing beacon. One would think his handlers would have prevented Joe Biden from letting the world see him in his old man shorts. When he went to go grab that beach chair, you know, one of those lounge chairs. It was it was insane. I can't imagine they really are going to let people see this man like this, and they did. I mean, I would keep Joe Biden in a jogging suit or something. Man, he looks horrible. As I tell you all the time, he looks like death eating a cracker. But when Joe Biden isn't tormenting beachgoers, folks, with his hairy legs, he's at Camp David. And NBC noted the timing during the time of the Afghanistan, because that's where Biden was during that time. He was at Camp David. And they wrote this: as Kabul, Afghanistan, fell to the Taliban and the world watched in horror, Biden reportedly sought solace at Camp David. The optics of Joe Biden retreating to a secluded retreat while chaos unfolded raised eyebrows and intensified scrutiny. It begs the question, should a leader prioritize vacations over critical matters of national security? I remind you, this is MSNBC writing this. So let's look at some numbers. Now, we reported that Biden has spent 39.2% of his presidency on vacation versus work. That's a hefty number. So let's take a peek at other presidents. All right. So you got Donald Trump spent 132 days on his own properties. And here's what I'll tell you about Trump. You can bet he remained in work mode even while he was golfing or whatever else. Trump never left work mode, but 132 days. MSNBC underreported Barack Obama's vacation days, saying in two terms he took 38 days of vacation at rental properties in Hawaii and Martha's Vineyard. Now, I can tell you this. I remember date night from the Obamas. It cost the taxpayers a lot of money. They went from D.C. to Chicago to go to their favorite little haunts. It was a big deal, like Black Camelot. Ooh, we're supposed to all be crying. This is a beautiful couple. Anyway, George Bush managed 100 days of vacation during his entire presidency. Most of it spent on either his ranch in Crawford or at Camp David. Now consider these 4-year and 8-year presidents. Trump, 132 days. Obama, 38 days. That's a lie. And Bush, 100 days. And then ask yourself, how does Joe Biden spend 352 days in just over 2 years as president? How do you get away with that? I'm stunned, actually. We'll be back, folks. Keep it here. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm sitting here with my father. I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Sounds like a shakedown, doesn't it, Director?
I'm not going to get into commenting on that.
You seem deeply uncurious about it, don't you? Almost suspiciously uncurious. Are you protecting the Bidens?
Absolutely not. The FBI
You won't answer the question about whether or not that's a shakedown, and everybody knows why you won't answer it. Because to the millions of people who will see this, they know it is. And your inability to acknowledge that is deeply revealing about you.
I got to agree with Matt Gaetz on that. You're quite uncurious about that statement. I mean, you would think that I mean, I don't know what you're supposed to say at those things. That's why I don't want to be in politics. But here's what I would say to you. I would say, you know, that in that context, with the part that you've just said there, it certainly is something that would raise questions. He could say something like that. Here's what he says. I'm not going to say anything about that. I don't have anything. It's not for me to say. What are you talking about? It's not for you to say. It is for you to say. And Gage goes on, I know why you don't want to answer it. Your inability to acknowledge that it is a shakedown is deeply revealing. Because Matt Gaetz, again, is right. Everybody knows it's a shakedown. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. During that same House Judiciary Committee on Oversight of the FBI, Ray claimed that he doesn't know how many assets the agency had on the ground on January 6th or whether there were any at all. Representative Andy Biggs, our congressman here in Arizona, one of them, he's in my district, and Andy and I are good friends. He's a great guy. He says, former Capitol Hill Police Chief Stephen Sund reportedly has asserted that the protest crowd was filled with federal agents. Are you aware of this assertion? And Ray said, I am not. Would you agree with him that it was filled with federal agents on January 6th, Biggs asked. I would really have to see more closely what exactly he said and get the full context to be able to evaluate how many agents, or actually agents or human resources, were present at the Capitol complex and the vicinity on January the 6th. He says, it's going to get confusing because it depends on when we were deployed and responded to the breach that occurred anywhere under federal agents. So it's wiggle room and it's gobbledygook double talk because Christopher Wray doesn't want you to know that the FBI, in conjunction with the Democrats, participated in January 6th, orchestrated it, and then arrested innocent citizens. There's still dozens, if not hundreds, that are still in prison. They have no rights of a citizen in America, and he doesn't want to admit this because it would prove everything that we know, that the FBI is in cahoots with the Democratic Party, that in order to cover up the coup of Donald Trump, in which the FBI overtly and blatantly participated in, they used January 6th as a cover-up, and they acted as if it was so egregious. And that's when you should have taken note. When, oh, this is terrible. It was the worst thing about democracy. It's worse than Pearl Harbor and the civil rights movement. I mean, not civil rights. The Civil War. It's worse than the Civil War. They said it was worse than when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Wow. The Civil War, where well over 500,000 men lost their lives, and Pearl Harbor, where hundreds if not thousands of men lost their lives, and they said this riot and insurrection was the worst thing, and they were just on it like it was unbelievable. I mean, it was so hyperbolic that you had to just stop and go, what the heck are you people talking about? People were running for their lives. And you go look at the video, and it was like you could hear the girl from Ipanema playing as people shopped. Wow. Andy Biggs called him out for obfuscating. You and I both know that we're talking about different things here. And please don't distract here because we're focusing on those who were there in an undercover capacity on January 6th. How many were there? And Ray played dumb. Again, I'm not sure that I can give you the number as I sit here. I'm not sure there were undercover agents on the scene. What do you mean you're not sure? You're the director of the FBI. So Andy Biggs says this, I find that kind of a remarkable statement. Director, at this point, you don't know whether there were undercover federal agents, FBI agents, in the crowd at the Capitol on July the 6th? Ray then changed. He said he couldn't say how many there were because of the ongoing legal cases. I hope they lose everyone. I wish they could sue not only the FBI as an agency, but they could sue every one of those suckers individually. He says, I say that because I want to be very careful. There have been a number of court filings related to some of these topics, and I want to make sure that I stick with what's in them. In other words, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag that I know exactly how many FBI agents, and I know why we're being sued. I know why nobody believes in the FBI that Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. made famous in the famous TV show, The FBI. Annie Biggs goes on and says this: Did you have any assets present that day? In the crowd, when it comes to what you're calling assets, or what we would call confidential human sources, that's a place where, again, I want to be careful. As I said in response to an earlier question, there are court filings that I think speak to this, and I'm happy to make sure we get to you, assuming they're not under seal, that we can better answer the question. Now, let me tell you what I sense. Every time we go through these congressional hearings, I think to myself, these people are professional liars. You're not going to catch them. They know how to answer a question that doesn't get them in trouble. And they've been coached on how to do it. What are you getting out of this guy? The best exchange came when Matt Gaetz accused him of protecting the Bidens. And that's when he got indignant. Hey, we don't do that. It's no dual system of justice. But they do. It's exactly what they do. How do we allow citizens of the United States to be locked up over a farce like this? And, I mean, we have all the guns. Every time we turn around, they talk about, oh, all these gun-toting people. Think about what has happened here with lockdowns and this BS around January 6th and the constant lying that they do on us. They're fortunate. The left is fortunate that we are law-abiding citizens. Because in most countries, these people would be dead. I'm not wishing it on them, because we have a legal system, at least we should, that would take care of it. But in most countries, they wouldn't survive the night.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says Vladimir Putin is at the crossroads in his war in Ukraine.
There is no possibility of him winning the war in Ukraine. He's already lost that war.
Speaking alongside his counterpart in Finland, Biden said he doesn't believe the Russian president could maintain the war for years and will eventually decide it's not in Russia's best interest. A prolonged heat wave baking the Southwest is expected to get even hotter. Phoenix has seen 13 straight days of temperatures of at least 110 degrees. In Las Vegas, temperatures will hit 116 for more than one day. And one of the world's hottest spots, Death Valley, could hit a scorching 130 degrees. The investigation into the discovery of cocaine at the White House has come to a close as the Secret Service was unable to identify a suspect. Despite examining numerous individuals who entered the West Executive Avenue entrance, the Secret Service could not pinpoint a person of interest. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The world has moved well past the seventh sign. I mean, the seventh sign? How about the 70th sign? You know the seventh sign, the end of days, end of the world. A certified moron was placed into the office of the presidency. That's a sign. Who would have thought that the leader of the free world would be a pathological liar who can't remember how to put on his own Depends. And what about his narcissistic wife, who very well could be running the country? And if it's not her, well, perhaps it's his crackhead son. I remember when Trump was running against Biden, and I said, okay, here's sort of the silver bullet for knowing that Joe Biden, no matter what circumstances, is not going to get elected. And it's because it's Joe Biden. America would never be stupid enough to elect a man with the level of intellect of a slug. But when it comes to leftism, they don't care. Consider that in the last decade, folks, crackheads and gold diggers are the new standards of excellence in America, and you understand how to read the tea leaves when it comes to end of days. You've already been thinking about it. You're probably Christ-following people, and so you look at what's going on in the world and say, you know what? The world is upside down, just like the Bible describes, where right will be wrong, wrong will be right, up will be down, down will be up. Left will be right, right will be left. You get it. I'll give you a lot more of those just to have some fun, but I'm not going to. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Today, folks, I'll give you an example. Illegal immigration trumps legal immigration. Think about it. You go through customs at an airport, you can't get fruit in to this country through the legal immigration system. But you could carry a bazooka across the southern border and nobody would notice. It's unbelievable when I think about it. The legal immigration system pretty much ensures that if you're an immigrant coming to this country, you're going to matriculate, you're going to become a useful part of society, you're not going to become a sex slave working under the table, and you know all the other black market type activities that illegals go through. But the leftist illegal system pretty much ensures that immigrants are going to be exploited. You're probably on the trip, if you're a woman or a child, the level of sexual assault goes up exponentially. It's a system that creates veritable sex slaves. I know this firsthand. And what about the other unthinkable crimes that happen? People who are killed along the way. Or maybe it's not criminal. Maybe they just die coming here. How many people do you think legally coming to America die versus illegal? The signs are all over the place for us, folks, for end of days. And in this most recent example of playing with God's work, a transgender woman was crowned Miss America Netherlands over the weekend. Ricky Valerie Kohl, I don't know if that's how you pronounce her name, C-O-L-K-O-L-L-E, beat out Nathalie Mogbelzada to claim the competition's top prize. Wow. I've seen a little bit about these pageant girls. These little girls whose mothers, I don't know, have dreams of grandeur or, you know, some sort of misplaced youth that they want to live vicariously through their children. And they make these little girls look like little princesses. They get them fake adult teeth. JonBenet Ramsey was one of them. God bless that poor little child. Anyway, it's a whole system. These little girls come up through this system. And the reason why I bring it up is because it makes me laugh that men, we send our spies over there. And while the little girls are growing up, going through all the little things you got to go through to get, some guy comes along at 18 and goes, you know what? I think I can win that. And he puts on a little makeup. I mean, I don't know whether do you have to be fully transitioned in order for these people to, you know, to consider it? You know, to go, okay, well, you're part of the thing. You know the thing, right? I don't know how it works. I don't know if you could keep your naughty bits and still win. I guess in the swimsuit competition, it might. Well, now they got the tuck bikinis. So maybe dudes don't even have to get rid of their naughty bits in order to win Miss Universe. There's so many things to unpack here when you think about it. We'll get to that in a second. 22-year-old from Breda became the first transgender woman to win the competition in her country. She would be the second transgender woman to compete at the Miss America pageant. I'm sorry, Miss Universe pageant. Yikes. Later this year in El Salvador, following in the footsteps of Spain's Angela Ponce, who did so in 2018. So 2018 was the litmus test for when this was going to happen, and there you go. And Cole went on to say, I'm so proud and happy I can't even describe it. Making my community proud. See, they have their own community. We're not part of it. Showing it can be done. And yes, I'm trans, and I want to share my story, but I'm also Ricky, and that's what matters to me. I did this on my own and loved every minute of it. By the way, the new owner of the Miss Universe pageant is Anne Jakrai Tatip, is transgender as well. I'm guessing Anne is from Thailand, where they have lots of transgender people. So as I said, a lot to unravel here. And the most obvious point is, you ready for this, folks? The Miss Universe pageant is no longer its namesake. It is now the Miss Trans Universe pageant. Because I don't know, look, I'm not a pageant girl, obviously. I'm too good looking, too handsome, too much of a male. But I know this, if I were a pageant girl, I would say, why am I going to work my butt off in a pageant so that they can bring fake girls? I mean, what next? Robots? I foresee many young biological women opting out of this pageant. Because for all intents, the men playing women in this pageant equate to me to Canada's Ben Johnson, who doped to win the 100 meters in the 1988 Olympics. I mean, I've already got a problem with these pageants philosophically because there's so much fakery. I mean, I don't want to get into this male-female thing of who can do what, but I mean, I remember the controversy with these pageants when they were like, could you have fake breasts? That was a big controversy years ago because the idea of Miss Universe, Miss America, Miss whatever, was that this girl would epitomize what the society considered beauty. And it varied. I remember looking at some of the women going, ooh, I just don't think I would be, you know, but if that was what Pakistan wanted as beauty or Uzbekistan or whatever, who am I to say? They send their objective of beauty. And what was interesting to me about it was the difference in culture and what people saw as beauty. For example, maybe there's some country, some stand, where chubby Russian, you know, hammer throwers, or, you know, would be considered beautiful. And so you may get this idea. I remember when I used to watch the pageants, I would marvel at the different looks of the women. You know what I mean? And so the controversy was, well, you've got fake boobs, and so then it became, well, you know, forget fake boobs. They've had nose jobs, they've had lip injections, they've had butt lifts, and all kinds of stuff. So the thing is already embroiled in a certain amount of controversy, because it's how much can you do to the human body to make yourself look perfect, but you know, it's really not you. And I'm not going to answer that question. I just know this. The idea would be natural beauty. You shouldn't have had, in my opinion, a nose job, a boob job, a butt lift, or whatever, and you certainly shouldn't be a man. So if you want to have a Miss Trans pageant, I get it. But Miss America, in as much as, I don't know, is there a Mr. America? I don't think there's a Mr. America equivalent. Maybe that's why trans men are upset about it. They just got to show themselves off. I don't know. I don't get the obsession. First, not even first, another aside, I don't get the obsession with pageants in general, but I do in some respect, because people do want to show off, you know, their wares, if you will. I just don't happen to be one of them. I don't know, folks. I don't know where this ends. I know what the narrative is. I know what people want us to believe about this stuff. What are your thoughts?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
So we talk about Supreme Court justice scandals, and the AP has written some scathing stuff on Justice Alito and Justice Clarence Thomas, implying that they're on the take. Justice Thomas has known a guy, his name is Harlan something, for years. They've been friends for years. I think Harlan got advice from Justice Thomas years ago, anyway, he's done well. And he will occasionally bring Justice Thomas to, you know, on his plane or his yacht or whatever. I have friends like that. I've been on their private jets. I've stayed in their residences. One of them sent me a note one time. He says, hey, we're not going to be able to use our place up in Sedona. If you want it, use it. And by the way, there's $4,000 of spending on there that has to be used this month. Use it. Now, this was on a 3-day trip, so we spent everything we could, ate at the resort, did everything we possibly could, which didn't amount, barely put a dent in it, and then we just asked the resort, can we just use the rest to buy wine? So we bought overpriced retail wine worse than retail because it was probably retail, maybe double retail. But anyway, he bought a lot of wine and gave a lot of wine away as presents that year. But you do live vicariously through your wealthy friends. And what's interesting about this is, I've said to my wealthy friends many times, if I wanted to be as wealthy as you, I could be. I could switch sides, become a Democrat, get on the speaking circuit for $50,000, $100,000 a pop. My books would be sold. I'd get book deals for seven figures. And, it would be a completely different life. My businesses would be flush with business because they would come to me, Kevin, you're an amazing consultant. Go after the right. You know, use that brilliant brain of yours to go destroy the right, and I would be your worst enemy. But I won't sell out and do it. So, you know, there have to be principled people or your country, whatever form of government it is. Even in communism, folks, there are principled people that won't do the wrong thing. It's part of human nature. And here's the other part. They're very rare. They're very rare. Because the allure of manly stuff, you know, worldly stuff, I should say. That's not the right word, manly. Worldly. Is powerful. Men are lured with riches. They're lured with carnal, women are lured with men. I'm talking about politicians. They're lured with fame. They're lured with power. And for those of us out here listening to go, I wouldn't fall for it. I hope that's true. But I'll tell you, many, you won't fall for it because you're never going to get the chance. There's a joke that, you know, the guy, I'm very faithful to my wife. Yeah, because you're ugly and nobody's ever going to, you're not going to get a shot to be unfaithful. It's difficult to say this stuff until you're confronted with it. I don't know who your, picture of beauty is, who it may be. But let's say that you're the most faithful guy on the planet and you're going out of town and the most beautiful woman that you've ever seen that you believe is there and she's pushing all the buttons. Saying all the right things or whatever. There are very few guys who, I stay true in my marriage. I mean, okay. I'm just telling you, don't do it unless you've been put in that situation. And a lot of people aren't put in these situations and they aren't tested. Now, I'm not telling you that many people can't pass it, but I know this, the majority of them fail. And it's a sad state of affairs because your things like this have to, at some point, you have to grow up and it has to supersede the want of, affirmation that, look at me, I'm hunky. Or look at me, I'm rich. Look at me, I'm powerful. If you don't feel that way in your ordinary self, then you should probably be taking a look at yourself. And for the record, I'm not telling you that everybody does. I'm not trying to moralize you. I'm just telling you that you should always be searching if you're questioned. And for the record, you will be tempted. That's the way the devil works, as my grandmother would say. So you've got to always be looking at ways to improve yourself. So that you, and that's what makes people stand up folks, right? Those are the people you're looking for that you want to depend on. Those are the people you want in government. Those are the people you want as your friends. Those are the people you want as your mates. The people who've come to the conclusion that, you know what? Yes, that temptation exists. Yes, these things are out there for me, but I don't have to succumb. So anyway, I say all this to talk about what the AP did, because they've been talking about Justice Alito. They've been talking about Justice Thomas, and they finally wrote a piece on Justice Sotomayor. And it turns out she's pushing to get her books sold in the academia. She's pressuring colleges and universities to buy her books. She's pressuring them to bring her out as a speaker, and where they make money. And I think they said she sold $3 million or so, close to that, if not a little more, worth of books since she got put into office in 2009. So she's doing more than just making money as a SCOTUS justice. And I don't have a problem with that.
if her book is good, it should be so. But if she's pressuring people, if she's using the power of SCOTUS to do it, that's a problem. I don't care if her books are phenomenal, great. But here's what I will tell you. Books that tend to be written by people like her, they suck. It's like Joe Biden's book deal. Nobody read Joe Biden's book. Nobody gives a crap about Joe Biden's book. Joe Biden writes a book. He then goes to all his fat cat donors and say, look, I know you can't donate to me, but you can buy $500,000 of my books. And that's what they do. They strong arm people to buy their books. And this is apparently what Sotomayor has done. And AP's calling her out. But why is AP calling her out? Is it really that they want to expose the potential grift of a SCOTUS justice? No. It's not that. They want you to believe they're fair and balanced. They want you to believe, oh, look at what we did. Here's what I would ask you. Who did Sotomayor piss off over at AP? Because normally they wouldn't do it. Well, they got to hit Thomas and Alito. They hit them because that's just par for the course. So they needed the sacrificial lamb, and they got Sotomayor. So she's the bad girl. And they've got records that show that this is what she's been doing. Now, if a SCOTUS judge is strong-arming people to buy her book, I don't think that's a person that I would want legislating. Because what it says is she's doing favors and expecting favors. Now, the reason why I say that, again, going back to Alito and Justice Thomas, they want you to believe that's what these guys are doing. That Harlan, who's a friend of Justice Thomas, well, what is he doing for him? And I can tell you, I can give you the connective dots. Absolutely nothing. And I'm sure Alito isn't either. But Sotomayor appears to be guilty, and I'm not trying to play partisan politics. Here's how the tweet read, Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor's staff prodded colleges and libraries to buy her books. And, of course, AP reported the story, and people jumped on AP, leftists jumped on AP. How dare you? Yeah. Because AP dare report the truth. And, of course, AP, as I said earlier, is trying to say, look, it look like things are okay. And somebody wrote this. If AP thinks their scoop on Sotomayor negates their partisanship, they're deeply mistaken. To borrow a now famous line, Sonia Sotomayor could probably shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue and the MSM would still support her. There were other people that commented as well. It says, it looks like AP took one for the team. And here's what somebody wrote. A poor attempt to pretend to bring balance to the ongoing effort to undermine the court's legitimacy after exclusively doing stories on the majority 4 months hasn't moved the needle. They said Sotomayor is a bad justice, but her staff recommending her book be available at speeches isn't why. So if that's what she did, that they recommended that her book be available when she gives speeches, that's what you do. So if that's what she did, she's done nothing wrong. But again, maybe it deserves a little bit longer look. I don't know. But I'm telling you, the things that I'm seeing about this are very interesting in terms of how the left handles stuff. And even people saying, oh, how awful, much worse than accepting luxury travel and expensive gifts from Harlan Crow. Give me a break. Like I said, I love being a conservative because we're pragmatic. If Justice Thomas did something wrong, I would say it. If Sotomayor didn't, I would say that too.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.